98.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Eurostar says major trains into and out of Paris, to and from London, and to and from Brussels are canceled today following the discovery of an unexploded bomb dating back to World War II. It was found near the track serving the busiest train station in France, Gare du Nord. Two Army soldiers and a former soldier are accused of trying to sell military secrets to China.
Officials say the men plan to trade the information for payments in cryptocurrency. Now, FBI Director Kash Patel saying these individuals have been charged with stealing America's defense intelligence capabilities and empowering adversaries like China in betrayal of our country. They will now face American justice. If convicted, the three men could face decades in prison.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A newly announced one-month pause in the recently announced tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, though, says reciprocal tariffs against some U.S. items into Canada will remain for now. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Sky, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Sky says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Sky says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Sky wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Sky also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks getting ready to host the Orlando Magic tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Bucks have won 4 in a row, 8 of their last 10 games, averaging over 114 points a night. College basketball gets started tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at Fiserv Forum as Marquette hosts number 6 ranked St. John's. It's senior day for the Golden Eagles for players like Stevie Mitchell, David Coplin, and Cam Jones. The Badgers taking on Penn State at noon tomorrow in Madison. Baseball, the Brewers blanked the A's 10-0 in Arizona. Starter Jacob Mizorowski looked sharp in his 3 innings of work. The Brewers ranked 24th this year in payroll. Can they still win the division again?
Of course we can. We have in the past, and we can again. But we got to take care of our house. We can't worry about what they're doing. We got to take care of our house, and we got to play a certain way. We have to be uncommon, you know, and that fits.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Brady Ewing will be here, former fullback for Wisconsin football, to talk mental health in athletes and also the relationship with on-air announcers like Bill Rafferty of CBS. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 30s to low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 40s, close to 50 by Sunday. We're talking highs near 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, as usual, we will wrap up the week's big stories from a Courier newsroom perspective and a panel that includes veteran journalists and a former U.S. attorney.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Well, we could get a little more snow on a Friday morning, but then we start turning the corner towards warmer temperatures. Come on in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Welcome to your Friday on the Midwest Farm Report. Well, it is in the history books now. The U.S. Champion Cheese Contest wrapped up yesterday afternoon at the Rush Expo Center in Green Bay. Now, I've got to tell you, Wisconsin did not top the championship with the ultimate winner. But boy, we brought home almost 50% of the top 20 championships. Ben Jarbo was up there, and he's got a report for us on the way. Weather-wise, like I said, today we're going to see more snow, maybe up to an inch in some areas. But then we start turning the corner as far as temperatures. Today's daytime highs, not much better than about 35 degrees. Wind should settle down as we roll into the afternoon. Tomorrow, though, sunny. High temperatures around 46 degrees. Winds will be a little gusty on Saturday, so if you're going to be outdoors, plan on that. Sunday, sunshine and 51. Monday, sunshine and 60 degrees. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, has weather details on the way.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Well, pretty soon we'll be back at it. Spring planting, hopefully, just around the corner, but it brings with it amplified stress. Are we going to be able to pay the bills? Are we going to be able to work around the weather? Who's going to be helping us? There's a lot of different elements that can bring stress to a person's life. If you're a Wisconsin farmer, now you also have the enhanced elements of tariffs and wondering where your crop is going to go. Remember, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has resources available for you. One of those is our Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Program. And joining us now is the licensed clinical social worker that helps to bring life to that service. And her name is Jessica Beauchamp. Jess, how long have you been with the Farmer Wellness Program? I lose track of how many times we've chatted.
Me too. Since its inception, actually, which was during COVID, so 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember those conversations. Jess has some unusual hours, much like mine. How have call volumes been going these days, kiddo?
Right now, they're actually tapering off, which makes sense. We're coming into nice weather. It's coming into spring. In the fall and winter, they were definitely increased from previous years. And more people seeking out services, which is great because it's there to use. So it's good to see people reaching out.
What kinds of topics were people sharing with you? And now remember, Jess has got to be careful about these things. But what kinds of trends in conversation were you picking up?
Yes. So a lot of sleep issues seems to be on the rise lately because, you know, we're good at distracting all day long, Pam. We can work all day. We can keep ourselves busy. And a lot of people think, well, that's just the way to combat the stress is just to keep myself busy. That is one option, but it's not something we want to do consistently because you know what happens when you lay your head down at night, your brain comes alive because you ignored it all day. So people experiencing a lot of sleep issues. Again, relationship issues, which is an ongoing thing for farmers, for non-farmers. And then this kind of stuff you mentioned at the beginning, the lack of control over things, whether it's tariffs, the weather, the, you know, who's going to be working for me, people showing up to work, all these things that are out of someone's control and add to the, you know, the plate of stress they're already having.
I know that you don't necessarily ask a lot of the people that tap into the Farmer Wellness Program, Jess, but I'm curious if you're getting a sense of demographics. Are we, fortunately, like you said, people are more comfortable using the resources. Are you getting a sense on demographics that are tapping in?
Actually, I have noticed a trend that it's been males more so than when we first started. We had a lot more females, I think, that I was working with and the other therapists we're working with. There's been more males, which is actually, again, really great to see. That tells me that stigma has been reduced, that the word's getting out there, that people are feeling like they're comfortable to reach out because it is confidential, completely confidential. And so, it's been an increase in seeing the male farmers call.
That is good. That is good to hear. Now, before we get too much farther, Jess, why don't you explain a little bit more about what the Farmer Wellness Program does? I talk like people are completely familiar with it. That may not be the case. Explain what the Farmer Wellness Program offers.
So there's a couple different aspects to it. We have telehealth, and we can get, someone can get in pretty quickly. Part of what I do is I'm available so that if someone were to call maybe like the hotline and they need to see someone within the next few days to talk, even whether it's over the phone or over a computer, a secure platform, or even in person, that I'm available quicker. For someone that maybe needs some ongoing services, there's a voucher program which can pay for in person. Sometimes they can actually come to you on the farm. And then again, telehealth if you're comfortable with that or over the phone. We have support groups, which are 8 p.m. and coming after March, it'll be once a month again. Those are all the services are completely free and confidential. The support groups are great because it's actually led by peer leaders. So it's other farmers that are leading the conversations and everybody's offering one another support. And you can come there and tell your happy things. You can come there and say, you know what, I'm struggling with this and that. And chances are you're going to find someone else that has either struggled with it or currently is, and you can get some support in that way. There's quite a few different avenues to get help through the farm center.
Now, those peer-led groups, that's an extra step for somebody that is engaged in the services. How are you doing keeping those peer-led groups going, and are there more people comfortable with playing a role as a leader?
So you don't actually have to be in therapy services to do this support group, which is great because a lot of places you go to for services, you're not allowed to be like in a group unless you're going to individual counseling with them. And we don't do that. We say you just have to be, a farmer to come to be a part of the groups. And we try to keep, because they're online, so you can join from anywhere in Wisconsin. You can be on your phone, you can be on the computer. And it's 1 hour. You just have to be able to show up for that. And it's, whatever people want to discuss is what they bring there. So it's no pressure. You don't have to feel like you have to join in. You can join the sessions you want to. We try to keep the number around 10 people so that, people have things to share, that they have time, because the hour does go by fast. You'd be surprised. They're taken up. Everybody has something to talk about. And it's nice to see farmers supporting one another. And then the peers that lead it, are consistent right now, and they have been for a while, which is helpful because then they remember stuff that came up, last month, and they can follow up and say, hey, you were talking about X, Y, and Z. How is that going for you? And then the group can talk about it, and they're helpful in that way that we have now consistent peer leaders.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, this is Jessica Beauchamp. She is a licensed clinical social worker, and she is the power behind the Wisconsin side of the Farmer Wellness Program. Now, Jessica, let's talk a little bit more about the Farmer Wellness Program, what it offers. You've mentioned the voucher system, the telecounseling system, and this is available 24 hours a day, is it not?
So there's a hotline available. You don't have to be in crisis. It could just be, I woke up in the middle of the night, I can't fall back asleep, I need to talk to someone. You can call that hotline. It is completely free and confidential. If they feel like you could use some future services or maybe a referral to therapy would be a good thing, they would let the the wellness center know with your permission. And you would actually get connected with Karen, and she would help figure out, what kind of therapist do you want? What's, appropriate? And get you connected in that way. But that hotline is available 24/7. And again, you don't have to have a mental illness. You don't have to be in crisis. It could just be, I need someone to talk to right now. And you can pick up that phone and make a phone call.
And that number, in case you're wondering, 888-901-2558. That's the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline, 888-901-2558. How are we doing as far as recognizing signs of when we should reach out to somebody, Jessica? You alluded to it earlier. We feel like we need to work through it on our own. Sometimes that's not the best way to handle things. Can you give us some signs to be aware of as we go into a busy spring planting with a lot of extra stress this year? What things should we kind of keep an eye out for?
I think a big thing is, are others around you saying anything? Like, do you have your friends and family or farm workers who are like, man, you seem to be a lot more stressed? I mean, taking other people oftentimes observing us seem to have a better, like, viewpoint. Because for us, we can just keep pushing ourselves through it and not realizing, wow, you know what? I am, like, over the edge stressed. Or someone else around you might realize it first. So listening to those that you're surrounded by, are they noticing anything? For yourself, too, it's are you, you know, maybe having a shorter fuse than you normally have? That would be a sign that you're taking on too much. Your brain can only handle so much. So is there a shorter fuse? Do you find yourself being more depressed, more sad, more days? We all have days where in times where we feel sad or anxious, but it doesn't seem to be lingering on. And the nice thing about, you know, if this is happening and you need some, you know, extra support, it's very flexible, Pam. So you don't have to leave your farm half the time if you don't want to. If you want to, you can, because they're in-person services too. But if you're starting to feel this way, call in, get on a schedule, you know, talk to someone, even if it's just a couple of times to get some pointers. Sometimes it just helps to get these ideas out as opposed to what's called ruminating, which means it's just rolling around in your brain and keeps you up at night and stresses you out during the day. But yeah, if you're having any increase in those symptoms and they seem to be just lagging on, they're not going away like they maybe normally would, that would be a great time to reach out.
Don't ignore it. That is for sure. The resources are there for you. Jessica Beauchamp joining us. She is, again, that licensed clinical social worker you'll be talking to. If you dial up the Farmer Wellness Programmer, chances are she will be. And like I said, the number to try to reach that service, 888-901-2558, 888-901-2558. You'll also find the cadre of resources available on the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
A message from the CDC.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Well, activities. We are the Midwest Farm Report team, if you'd like to follow us, is going to be taking part in a special event that is happening tomorrow, and that is called Testicle Festival. We're headed to Springfield Corners. They are hosting us for this annual event that, believe it or not, is 30 years old. It has been around that long. Obviously, it's more of a celebration of spring and getting folks together than it is anything. But the funny part about it is, like I said, we've never been there. So if you want to follow us, all of the Midwest Farm Report team is going to be coming along. Starting at about 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we've got some of the details up on the Midwest Farm Report's Facebook page or Fabulous Farm Babe as well. Having some technical issues with software, and I'm going to try to get our man Stu Muck coming our way next.
You depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Alrighty, let's talk weather. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist with our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. I was telling him, Stu, going to Testicle Festival tomorrow in Springfield Corners, it's been around for 30 years. I'm hoping that the weather is going to keep people in kind of the festival mood. You know what I mean? Sounds like things are getting better.
It should be a beautiful day. We're talking about sunshine, very, very nice temperatures above normal. This morning, southern Wisconsin, you're in for a little snow. The radar indicates more of that snow from Nebraska, Iowa, northern parts of Illinois, just scattering through southern Wisconsin. Maybe a little slushy dust, if you will, today as that low passes off to our south. But as a general rule, further north, there'll be some sunshine. Temperatures today still just a little bit below normal, not too far. And then we get some improvement, but another weak wave drops in out of the northwest. And if not late tonight in far northwest Wisconsin, then in tomorrow across the northern part of the state, I'd say north of Highway 29, a little light snow may develop. That's just through the day tomorrow. And otherwise, then we start moderation, warming up Saturday, Sunday, Monday. There's some talk. It could be the warmest day of the year. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What's that you say? You didn't hear what the guest said, or you missed part of the conversation? No problem. Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, and glance through our podcast playlist. You'll see the entire conversation or the completed show all in that list. Plus, you might stumble across something that you missed. Score! That podcast playlist is also a great way to pass the time in the truck cab or the tractor seat. That's MidwestFarmReport.com.
And your ag weather this morning brought to you by Compure Financial, your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. They've got great webinars on the way. We're talking about it on a Friday morning. Find details now at Compure.com. Give me the weather details, Stu. Sounds like I'm going to need some sunglasses for tomorrow, huh?
I think you will, especially in the southern, we'll call it three quarters of Wisconsin. Today, some clouds, a little light snow in the south, more sunshine further north. Even in the south, sun breaks out later today, and we all ought to be in the mid or upper 30s as winds become north about 5. Overnight, clearing it out, cooler, upper teens to about 20, north winds becoming west late about 5. Tomorrow, that light snow possible in the north, more sunshine in the south, temps in the mid-40s south, could be still upper 30s in the far north, southwest winds becoming northwest, gusting 5 to 15. By Sunday, sunny, nice, upper 40s and low 50s, Pam, southwest winds 5 to 15. There may be upper 50s or a 60 come Monday.
Wow. All right. I can handle that. Very good, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Stu.
You too. See you later.
All righty. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. We're talking more about the U.S. Champion Cheese event that wrapped up yesterday in Green Bay. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding the citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded. In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies, and it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up, because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Eurostar says major trains into and out of Paris, to and from London and to and from Brussels are canceled today following the discovery of an unexploded bomb dating back to World War II. It was found near the track serving the busiest train station in France, Gare du Nord. Two Army soldiers and a former soldier are accused of trying to sell military secrets to China.
Officials say the men plan to trade the information for payments in cryptocurrency. Now, FBI Director Kash Patel saying these individuals have been charged with stealing America's defense intelligence capabilities and empowering adversaries like China in betrayal of our country. They will now face American justice. If convicted, the three men could face decades in prison.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A newly announced one-month pause in the recently announced tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, though, says reciprocal tariffs against some U.S. items into Canada will remain for now. This is ABC News.
I'm On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks getting ready to host the Orlando Magic tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Bucks have won 4 in a row, 8 of their last 10 games, averaging over 114 points a night. College basketball gets started tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at Fiserv Forum as Marquette hosts number 6-ranked St. John's. It's senior day for the Golden Eagles for players like Stevie Mitchell, David Coplin, and Cam Jones. The Badgers taking on Penn State at noon tomorrow in Madison. Baseball, the Brewers blanked the A's 10-0 in Arizona. Starter Jacob Mizorowski looked sharp in his 3 innings of work. The Brewers ranked 24th this year in payroll. Can they still win the division again?
Of course we can. We have in the past, and we can again. But we got to take care of our house. We can't worry about what they're doing. We got to take care of our house, and we got to play a certain way. We have to be uncommon, you know, and that fits.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, can the House GOP use their mandate to pass a clean funding bill? And remember when Senator Rick Scott took the fifth 75 times when his company was fined $1.7 billion for Medicare fraud? He has new thoughts. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 30s to low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 40s, close to 50 by Sunday. We're talking highs near 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week, and then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance: how I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist?
Pete. Come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Because I don't know what Wisconsin is going to do moving forward.
Well, Wisconsin may not have gotten the very top championship at the U.S. Champion Cheese event that wrapped up yesterday in Green Bay, but I'll tell you what, Wisconsin cheesemakers did come away with about 50% of the top 20 champion positions. Ben Jarbo made the trip up to Green Bay. He's just around the corner with the details. Welcome back, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. You know, if you're involved in a family farm, estate planning, succession planning is not an easy task. I speak from experience. It takes time, and it also takes some advice from trusted advisors, attorneys, accountants, etc. We're talking about that process and getting to a special webinar next week that Compure Financial is hosting. Stand by for that conversation. So today is the 7th day of March. What can I tell you? Let's see, on this day back in 1926, the first two-way transatlantic telephone conversation takes place. It was between the post office in London and Bell Laboratories in New York. They used a shortwave radio signal. That was on this day back in 1926. Now stop and think about that thing in your hand you can't live without today. You may not even use it for a vocal conversation anymore, but that phone conversation started as a shortwave radio signal on this day back in 1926. Happy birthdays. Happy birthdays today to actress comedian Wanda Sykes. She is 61. And Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston, he turned 69 today. And now you know. As I mentioned, the U.S. Champion Cheese event concluded yesterday at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay. Ben Jarbo was there.
The very best cheese in the nation, the 2025 U.S. Champion Cheese, beating out the competition by just 1/100th of a point with a score of 98.89. And for a historic second consecutive win is Arethusa Farm Dairy in Bantam, Connecticut.
What you just heard was a live sound of the Arethusa Europa being named the U.S. Champion Cheese for 2025. And although Wisconsin was unable to take home first place, it still had a great showing. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And Lake Country Dairy, Schumann Cheese out of Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, was able to come in with the second runner-up for their Cello Organic Copper Kettle Parmesan. After the announcements were made, I was able to catch up with Mike Dudas, the Senior Director of Procurement at Schumann Cheese, as well as Eileen Kavinsky, the Technical Service Manager at Schumann's Cheese, and they were able to give insight onto what it means for their company to be able to have the honor of having the third best cheese in the United States, as well as some characteristics that this cheese holds.
It's fantastic. It's really fantastic. This competition had 2,400 entries, and there were a lot of entries that were very, very good. And even the less good are still great cheeses. So we're really honored to be selected as second runner-up.
Well, in the cheese that won, it was a Parmesan of types. Could you give me an explanation of how long it took to create this cheese and what went into making it?
Sure. It's organic copper kettle cheese, so... The beauty about organic is sometimes you get these interesting flavors that come from the milk, and they just maybe become a little bit complex. And the cheese is made in a copper vat, so it gets it develops these deep caramel notes as the cheese ages. And this one is over 2 years old, so you know the recipe, everything's a work in progress, and it never stops. It's, you know, we're always working on improving because. You can't be satisfied with one thing ever. So, you know, so this is in the works probably 5 or 6 years, but we're really happy and very proud that we got second runner up.
And I'll just say that we have several farmers in a co-op that we've worked with. We go out to their farms and we work with the farms to make sure we're getting the best quality milk. And they appreciate when we win with their milk. And we're in constant contact with the farmers to supply us very good quality. And it really shows in the cheese.
Would you be able to paint a picture of the taste of this third place cheese?
So, in this particular one, there were some... it started with some grassy notes and just a touch barney almost, but in a good way, you know, that you could taste that coming through initially. And then the cheese typically gets a really deep caramel sweet note to it. It still distinctly Parmesan, and it rounds out a little bit nutty. So it's really nice.
Gavinsky also shared that although this is the cheese that got third overall, they actually took home the top three honors in the Parmesan category, as well as top honors in the Gouda category. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
I think you meant Gouda, Ben, or if you were in Holland, they'd say Houda. Congratulations to all of our Wisconsin cheesemakers. Again, to recap what Ben told us, Lake Country Dairy, Schumann Cheese in Turtle Lake, Klondike Cheese in Monroe, Belgioso Cheese in Denmark, Henning Cheese in Kiel, and Carr Valley Cheese in Linden and Mauston, the Wisconsin cheesemakers that represented the state in the top 20 champion positions. Well, how much is that cheese going for in the marketplace today? I've got markets just around the corner.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
So markets are nervous again this morning, trying to figure out if the tariffs are on or paused because of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, USMCA. That became a part of the conversation in the markets overnight. The president announcing that some of the tariffs would be paused on certain elements covered under USMCA. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped another nickel trying to get down to the world marketplace at 165.5. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a quarter at 162 and three quarters, while AA butter on Thursday gained a penny and three quarters to 230 a pound. Now, as we get rolling on a Friday morning, our commodities are trading lower. December corn right now down a penny at 450. November soybeans are actually unchanged right now at 1021. The July new crop wheat, that's down 6 at 562. The April class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 13 cents right now at 1733. The May class 3 milk closed 19 cents lower at 1755 a hundredweight. So if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, here is an opportunity to meet all of the Midwest Farm Report team in one spot. We're kind of having a little fun with Springfield Corners. That's just north outside of Madison. Tomorrow, they are having their testicle festival. Rocky Mountain oysters, I'm sure you've heard of them. Well, we as a team are going to experience them. Have a little fun with all of our listeners that want to make the trip to Springfield Corners for the 2025 Testicle Festival. Again, like I said, just an opportunity for us to have fun as a staff with our audience that joins us every day. If you want details, need more information, we've got it up on our Facebook page now, Midwest Farm Report or Fabulous Farm Babe. We'll give you the details on the 2025 Testicle Festival. I don't know what I've gotten myself into.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Here's another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distribution coming up this Saturday, March 8th. For just a $25 cash donation, you'll get upwards of 50 to 60 pounds of food. This happens in Amory the second Saturday of each month, and this Saturday, 7:30 to 9 a.m., right at SMC Limited on Griffin Street East in Amory. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by the University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Yoshiko Herrera to discuss the evolving situation in Ukraine. Are there any silver linings?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Planning. The presenter for that special webinar event is Brooke Stark. She's an estate planning attorney. Brooke, tell me a little bit about how you come to be a part of the Compere webinar series and our agri mindset. How did you fall into or walk into willingly this farm transition conversation?
Absolutely, Pam. Thank you. I'm an attorney located in central Illinois and surrounded by acres and acres of farm fields. I tell people all the time I didn't grow up on a farm, but I did grow up in a rural community. And going to school at the University of Illinois that has a great big farm base in the university system itself, it's something that sort of happened organically over a period of time. But about a decade ago or so, the Farm Credit Systems invited me to start speaking on their stages and to their customer base about estate planning issues. And over the last decade, estate planning has really, really shifted to this focus on succession and transition planning in particular. As we sit on the cusp of this really big wealth transfer that's going to happen, not just on our family farms, but across the United States as a whole, it certainly is forefront on the minds of a lot of our farm clients. And that's about 80% of our client base at Legacy Legal, my estate planning firm.
And it's complicated. I mean, I don't know that any family has an easy situation when it comes to succession planning, Brooke, but when it comes to multi-generation farming operations, some may be still on the farm, others off the farm. I'm sure that it can get pretty complicated pretty quick.
It can, and it's very specific to every family. So that's one of the things that we try to talk about in these larger settings as we're throwing these issues out there. This is not a one-size-fits-all sort of thing. So there's a lot of information that gets dispersed across the countryside, a lot of coffee that gets shared, a lot of tires that get kicked, and what works for the neighbor might not necessarily work for you. And that's one of the main points that we try to emphasize. There are a lot of ways to slice this and a lot of ways to get to an end goal. And they're very, very specific as to each person's operation, to the people that they have involved, to the size, the scope, what we're doing out there. And so it's very, very customized. And that means that we have to take a lot of time to sit down with families to really get an idea of what's their operation look like, who are the people that are at play, what time frame are we operating under, what kind of costs and value are we working with. So it's very, very specific to each family. That takes time to do well, but if we take time to do that, we can do it in a way that carries out the goals. And one of those goals is almost always tax efficiency. And that's one of the biggest questions that people lead with when they walk in the door. So there's always a big focus on taxes and how to do this tax efficiently. But we also need to carry out the values for that particular family.
Brooke Starks is joining us. She is going to be the presenter for another Agri Mindset webinar presented by Compure Financial Succession Planning, Wednesday, March 12th, starting at 9 a.m. You are welcome to join them on the web. Just register at compure.com under their events tab, and they will make a recording of this virtual event available at a later time. How should I prepare for this, Brooke, if I want to be a part of the conversation? Give me a little sense on what you're going to present and what I should bring to the table as far as questions.
Well, we're going to focus on some of the major themes that come up on repeat in these family discussions. So while every family is very unique, there are some themes that rise to the top systematically across the board. So taxes is almost always part of the discussion. Who should be involved? You know, which family members do we let in? Which ones do we keep out? The on-farm, off-farm heirs question. Those all come into play, as well as when should we start this? What's the timeline for this look like? So we're going to visit about those things on a high level, but from a sense of, after talking with hundreds of farm families over the last 20 years, here are some of the themes that emerge, and trying to draw some similarities through those. To prepare for it, I would tell people to really spend some time thinking about, what do I really want? So sometimes I have people work through a chart that looks like, here's my non-negotiables, and here's my nice-to-haves, but these areas I could bend in a little bit, and here's, like, not important to me. So for some people, for instance, they might say, it's critical to me that none of this farmland ever gets sold through the next generation or two generations. I have some families that say, you know, it's not as big a deal to me. If that needs to happen because somebody's got a different path they want to take, then maybe I'm okay with it. That's not the most common answer I get, but I do have some clients who fall in that camp. And so if you're able to think through that a little bit and kind of jot that out for yourself as you listen to this webinar, I think it allows you to filter through some of the information that's being given and decide which pieces of it are most relevant and which pieces are maybe less relevant to your particular situation.
And to be very clear, as you have been, Brooke, this is just potentially the beginning of a lengthy conversation. Don't expect all your problems to be solved during this one webinar.
That's true, and I hate to call it a process, because most of us in life, if we hear that something's going to be a process, we just turn and run the other way. But it's kind of like that old Chinese proverb, right? Like, the best time to plant a tree was, you know, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the next best time to plant the tree is now. Mm-hmm. So if it's something that to do well is going to take forethought and it's going to take time to do it in a tax-efficient manner, and I stress that because it comes up over and over, we can't save the most taxes in a two-year time frame that we can in a 5 to 10 year time frame. So if we want to do things in a way that carries out the goals and it is tax efficient as we do it, it does take time to walk through. And so if we think about it in that context of, yes, this is going to take more than one visit, this is going to take a little time to march through this process, but the process is going to serve my family best in the end if I get it started, then we can look at it through a little bit different lens and maybe go into it with a different attitude and approach.
Right. Brooke Starks along with us, estate planning attorney and your host for a very special Agri Mindset webinar brought to you by Compure Financial on succession planning, Wednesday, March 12th, beginning at 9 a.m. Again, if you'd like to be signed up and get that virtual link, just go to Compure.com under their events tab, and you will see the succession planning option. If you're unavailable that day, they will be making that recording available in the future. It's all available now at Compure.com. Again, Brooke Starks along with us, a state attorney that's helping us through these conversations, Wednesday, March 12th, beginning at
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Agriculture has a stake in the future of the monarch butterfly. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Now's your chance to engage in the discussion on the ways agriculture can coexist with the monarch butterfly. March 12th is the end of the public comment period for a Fish and Wildlife Service plan to list monarchs as a threatened species. Bridget Rollins, an attorney with the National Agricultural Law Center, discussed this in a recent webinar.
So a species can be listed under the ESA as either threatened or endangered. An endangered species is any species that is in danger of extinction throughout all or a portion of its range. And a threatened species is a species that is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future.
Rollins says the Fish and Wildlife Service has a game plan for the monarch to avoid becoming an endangered species.
They would like to see a significant increase in availability of milkweed and nectar plants in monarch breeding and migratory areas. That kind of ties back in with that whole habitat loss thing. They think that they would need to protect and enhance overwintering habitats. They would want to avoid and minimize impacts to monarchs and their habitats from insecticides and herbicides. And they are looking to maintain public support for conservation of the monarch butterfly.
Instructions for filing a public comment are available on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. That is coming your way. Also, Peach Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tariff whiplash. Once again, the White House has paused most of those 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on how the changes are impacting American businesses.
Grocery store operators among those saying they're struggling to plan, unsure how the potential tariffs will affect them. This lumber distributor says tariffs could cause new home prices to soar.
You could see $10,000 to $15,000 added onto the framing cost of a house. Easily.
Doug Ford, the leader of Ontario, Canada, he says beginning Monday, he'll impose a 25% tariff on electricity from Ontario.
China's foreign minister said this morning China will continue to retaliate, quote, saying, quote, no country should fantasize it can suppress China and maintain a good relationship with China at the same time.